Medford 91.5 FM.
And worldwide at WMFO.org.
Thursdays at 10 a.m.
Rosano Radio, only here on WMFO.
I'm filling in for our long-lost friend, Jane, who decided to ditch us this weekend to visit her family in Chicago. Can't blame her, but we'll miss her.
It's Hannah's birthday.
Happy birthday, Hannah.
Yeah, so, basically, Sophie, what was that song we just listened to?
We just listened to Accidentally in Love by Counting Crows. It is from the Shrek soundtrack, if you may know that one. It is a fire song. I've been listening to it on repeat. Not only the slow version, but the sped up version with has reverb on it as well, which is quite exciting and very entertaining. I suggest it to everyone.
Well, thank you. Thank you for suggesting it, because it just sent me on a Shrek soundtrack flurry. So now you guys are listening to some songs that are all in the Shrek soundtrack as we chat a little bit.
Lucky you guys.
Lucky you guys. So Sophie, what are you most excited for today?
Today, I think this is a great way to start my day. I'm looking around the room and seeing a lot of interesting things. I'm seeing a lot of random writings on the wall, some dragons, some pandas, of course, and a lot of different CDs and DVDs, which look very old, but I wonder if anyone's actually ever touched them before. It looks interesting.
Yeah, it's a really cool room. I wish you guys could see it with us. Oh, I'm going to do something really quick. This is The Fish, and you were listening to 91.5 FM at WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So basically, not even within the second. I kind of messed up. But basically, every hour between the 55 and the 05, you have to say that. And that's what I'm teaching Sophie today. So I kind of just made it to 905, but it's okay. And that's called like the ID, I guess. And you just have to remember to say it so that people who are listening know where they are.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you'd ever want a radio show?
I don't know if I have enough things to talk about in my life, but
I think you definitely do. Sophie's in a band, and so she knows a lot about music.
Yeah, actually, this is not my first time in this radio station.
Should we play?
No.
We won't. That's a lot of band.
Maybe later.
Sophie does a lot with that. She's a lot of band practice and stuff, so I don't want... I think she needs a break sometimes.
Exactly, but we come in this radio show place and we record, and our band is called Fees. Follow us at Fees _a band. Just a little plug.
Why not?
Why not?
This is Hallelujah.
Fire song.
It's a really good song, especially this version of it. Have you ever heard
the pentatonics version? Oh, so
that's
good.
So good. It's so good.
Acapella is crazy.
Acapella is crazy. Have you ever thought of doing acapella? Oh yeah, Sophie's the singer in the band.
Yes.
So have you ever thought of doing acapella?
Well, I always say that my biggest regret in high school is not doing anything singing-wise. So I always thought, and Pitch Perfect is one of my favorite movies. So I was like, obviously I'm going to join a music group here, and it's definitely going to be acapella because I want to be Anna Kendrick. So
obviously.
But when I got here and I went around the club fair and was asking everyone if I could join their little acapella group, they said I needed to be able to read music, which unfortunately I did not know how to do because I've never done music before. So that was not a possibility, but that's okay.
Difficult. But then you found a band.
Exactly.
Which is cooler because now you're like kind of famous.
Exactly.
Bina. So, it's sick. So this is your most exciting part of the day. That's pretty
true. But Zoe, what do we have later?
Oh yeah. Later, we have, so Sophie and I are both in the same local sorority here at Tufts called the Ivy, and we have our semi-formal, which is like halfway through the semester, you have like a nice little formal party where you bring dates and stuff, and you like go somewhere in Boston, and it's really fun, and it's like with both of the local sororities, which is really fun because we've got friends in the other one. Oh, Jane. You guys know Jane. Jane's in the other one called Talia. Shout out Talia. And so we got that tonight, which I'm really excited for. Are you really excited?
I'm really excited for it. We have a lot of our friends going, and we get to dress up and wear some fun clothes. It might be a little chilly, but that's okay. And it'll be fun. We get to dance the night away.
It's so much fun because you just see, like, everyone you know. Yeah. There's, like, what, like, 600 people there? This school is, like, 7,000 big.
Exactly.
So that's, like,
and there's no freshmen in it, so
school.
We know most people there. It's mostly sophomores.
It's, like, a kind of a crazy concept when you think about it. But, yeah, we're really excited for that. We also got the weekend ahead of us, which will be fun. It's always fun to have the weekend to look forward to.
Exactly.
Did you have a good week, Sophie?
Actually, yeah. I got a lot of homework done, which I was really excited about, so this weekend won't be too much homework filled. But didn't do much besides homework, which is sad, but sometimes necessary.
That's okay. And you know what? You got the weekend. When Sophie and I were walking over, it was raining, and we were talking about how it's so annoying when it's raining and, like, the front of your shoes get wet, and then you're just, like, wet and stinky. Like, what do you guys do about that? That's a question we have, because it's really annoying, and sure, we could be wearing rain boots, but, like, we don't want to have to pack our sneakers in our bag, and then that creates a whole thing, and so that's just something to think about on this rainy morning. Like, how do you... Maybe somebody should make some waterproof running sneakers.
Or, like a little skin to put on the bottom that's waterproof, like that, like an umbrella for your shoes.
Like an umbrella for your shoes. Umbrella for your shoes. Yeah.
That's us.
All right. So, this song is over, and right now we're about to play the best song, in my opinion, from Shrek. So, here you go.
Rain on me, rain, rain, rain on me, rain, rain. I'd rather be dry. to the sky. I'll be your galaxy. I'm about to fly. Rain on me, tsunami.
Head up to the sky.
I'll be your galaxy.
I'm about to fly.
He wanted a comfortable, I wanted the pain. He wanted a bed, I was making my own name, chasing that fame. He stayed the same, all of me changed like midnight.
Pageant queens and deep pretenders, but for some it was paradise. My boy was a montage, a slow motion love potion, jumping off things in the ocean. I broke his heart cause he was nice. He was sunshine, I was midnight.
He wanted a comfortable, I wanted that pain. He wanted a bride, I was making my own name, chasing that fame. He stayed the same, all of me changed like me.
It came like a postcard, picture perfect, shiny family, holiday, peppermint candy. But for him, it's every day. So I peered through a window, a deep portal, time travel, all the love we unravel, and the life I gave away. Sunshine, I was midnight pain. He wanted a comfortable, I wanted that pain. He wanted a bride, I was making my own name, chasing that fame. He stayed the same, all of me changed like midnight.
He wanted a comfortable, I wanted that pain. He wanted a bride, I was making my own name, chasing that fame. He stayed the same, all of me changed like midnight.
Sometimes we all get just what we wanted, just what we wanted. And he never thinks of me, said when I'm on TV. I guess sometimes we all get some kind of haunted, some kind of haunted.
So those three songs actually had a theme, and we're just wondering if you guys could guess it. We're going to give you some 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It was Rain.
So we played...
Yeah, what did we play?
We played the Maroon 5 song, where it says, Sunday morning rain was falling.
Yeah.
And then we played Midnight Rain. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Rain on Me.
Rain on Me, Tsunami, of course.
Rain on Me, Tsunami. Some
Lady Gaga. Yeah, and I think that this was very fitting given the weather out right now.
Yeah,
it's rainy and cold. Not fun.
It's not fun, but it'll be okay.
Actually, this is my favorite weather.
I don't understand that.
This rain makes me so happy, especially when it's warm rain. It's not that cold right now, so not too bad.
It's kind of cold.
It's not that cold.
I just feel like if it's going to rain in the winter, it might as well snow. Like, I get, like, the niceness of, like, rain in the summer. Like, I get that. Like, rain, whatever. But, like, rain in the winter is just annoying because it's, like, it makes everything, like, wet and cold and then it, like, gets icy. But, like, if it's going to precipitate, it might as well snow.
At my That's camp that I go to, we're not allowed to say the word rain because it's going to cause it to rain. And who wants rain on a nice, fun summer day? So we always have to say precipitate.
Precipitate? We call it liquid sunshine.
Really?
Yeah. Just having some liquid sunshine right now.
Just a little liquid sunshine. That's okay.
Yeah, why not?
Zoe, what is your favorite weather?
My favorite weather is, like, sunny and, like, 72. Like, really sunny, though. Because when it's sunny and 72, it feels warm. But you can still wear, like, a sweatshirt and shorts.
True.
Because my favorite outfit is a sweatshirt and shorts.
I agree completely. Because, like, jeans are, like, a little too restricting. Jean shorts, awesome.
Uh-huh.
And also the sweatshirt, comfy. But, like, to walk around and not be hot,
but, like,
it's
you
perfect.
Could be wearing like a t-shirt and shorts, and like no one would bat an eye, and you'd be fine. But like, you could also wear a sweatshirt.
You could also wear like leggings too.
And you could wear leggings. Like, I just think that's so fun. And I just love the summer personally because you can do so many things in the summer.
I so disagree. I hate the summer.
I love the summer.
It's so hot and uncomfortable and sweaty and sticky.
So jump in the lake.
Okay, but
you're so cold. You're so cold in the winter. You're so cold. Go inside. That's literally so boring. That's so boring.
Go inside, like, cuddle up, watch a movie.
Like, you're hot in the summer. Okay, go swimming. Like, go do activities.
Okay, but New York City in the summer?
Okay, but I'm...
Sweltering.
That's why you go to sleepaway camp.
Oh, true.
Or you just finesse your way out of the city a little bit.
True.
But, New York City in the summer is rough. And it's rough because, you know, you gotta live there. If you live there, you gotta live there. But
it's also fun.
It's also fun. Like, there's so many activities going on. Like, everyone's so happy. Like, go to an outdoor movie on the pier.
And last year, they had a rollerblade disco, which, like, I know, like, on one of the skating rinks. And it was so cool.
That's so cool.
And they also had this, like, 8-foot disco ball outside Lincoln
Center. I'm
telling
you, there are just so many good activities in the winter.
You're convincing me.
Like, the summer is just, like, I get it. The winter, I feel like in the winter, the activities are there to, like, make the winter feel okay. But in the summer,
like skiing?
Yeah, like, oh, it's okay. Like, it's really cold and it's snowing. But
it's perfect
because
we can ski.
But, like, in the summer, it's, like, we're doing these activities because it's already so nice.
True.
Like, the winter activities are a compensation. The summer activities are a plus.
Okay. I see.
Okay, that's how I feel about it. But... I understand people like the winter. Like, it's okay. I just personally will never.
What about fall versus spring?
Spring, because it's closer to the summer. Because fall means that summer is ending. Spring
you're
means that
summer
we're going
girl.
Into the summer. I love the summer.
Okay,
I
but, like, when all the leaves are getting, like, changing.
No, fall is very pretty.
It's so pretty.
And spring is kind of like, sometimes spring doesn't even happen. Like,
yeah,
I feel like last year it didn't even happen. It just goes, like low 50s to, like, suddenly it's a 70s every day. So sometimes spring gets skipped, but I love the flowers, the flowers, but I don't like the rain. You must like the spring.
No, you're so right. I do like this. I like both of them.
I think you just like everything.
I like everything except summer.
Except summer. She likes summer.
I'm convinced.
She just forgot that she liked it.
Yeah. And also no school. That's kind of lit.
Yeah, no school is crazy. And they're like, summer's amazing. We're not going to give them school in the summer. Who would do that?
Exactly.
Like, everyone agrees that summer is so fun. We don't even have school.
And
like,
I'm the
it's
one.
It's too fun to not even have school.
Every adult has to work in the summer, but I will
never. Yeah. Sophie's going to be a teacher.
Exactly.
So maybe I should be a teacher because I love summer.
Yeah, I think that's the answer to everything. Mm. And you get a winter break and a spring break. You don't have to, like, take it off of your, like, sick days. Like, come on. Teacher, minus the salary, teaching is the way to go. It makes it all worth it, though.
And minus dealing with all those kids.
Hey, they're our future.
No, I love kids. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, so you had something about that, too. Like, do you like the summer? Like, do you like the winter? Like, do you agree with me that winter activities are a compensation while summer activities are, like, an addition? Like, what do you think? Just let us know. You can text us. You can use the DJ chat, actually. If you go to WMFO.com, you can go to DJ chat at the top left. I mean, right. And shoot. And use the chat room.
Begin anything?
No. It's okay, though.
Chat
with us. We still
know
you guys love us.
We know you're out there.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm excited for summer. Yeah. What are you doing this summer, Sophie?
This summer, I am working at a school in New York City called a program called Breakthrough, and it's to help students reach post-secondary education, and I'm going to be the lead teacher, which is terrifying.
So cool.
Because I've only worked with below 9 years old, and so I'm going to be working with, like, high schoolers now, and that is terrifying. High schoolers are
scary. It is
scary.
But they obviously thought you're qualified, so.
True.
So you're going to slay it.
True. Zoe, what are you doing this summer?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to Israel it's called Onward, where you go into Israel. I'm going to be living in Tel Aviv. I've never been to Israel before. I'm super excited. And basically, like, you work with the program to find a an internship in any industry you want. So I'm kind of in the middle of that process, but it's really cool because I just told them, like, oh, I want an internship in, like, the film industry. Like, I'd love to work at, like, a film production company and on, like, development or production. And they're like, oh, yeah, we have so many, like, we have so many options. So,
and they find it for you?
They basically find a list of companies, and then you research them and, like, write up blurbs of, like, why, kind of like blurbs that are basically just, like, cover letters, like, really short cover letters. And then you send it back to, like, the program, and then they send those out to the companies, and then the companies will, like, reach out with. And they send out your resume to the companies, and then they'll, like, interview you and stuff. But it's really interesting because in Israel, there's, like, internships aren't really a thing. Like, there's no, like, internship culture, really. So they said it's, like, when you're working at these companies, you're, like, really treated as, like, an employee because, like, there's no, like, internship culture and, like, norms of what interns should do. So I'm really excited to also, like, live in Israel. I just want to do something really fun this summer, and I think I found it. And then we're going abroad right after summer.
True that.
So it's gonna be a crazy next, like, 6 months.
Yeah, so much travel. And, like, not just, like, traveling with your family to, like...
Like, literally us. Like,
yeah.
We're, like, gonna be, like, living different lives.
Which is kind of cool. Kind of nerve-wracking, but...
It is kind of cool. I might be away from the U.S. for, like, 5 months. More, like,
that's
straight,
crazy.
Like, 5 months. I know, it's crazy, because I've never been away from, like, home for more than, like, I guess college, like, 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Time.
And not only does, like, being away from home, but being, like,
so far,
like,
from
so
home.
Far, like, not even just, like, a train
it's
ride away.
It's gonna be a big learning experience. I think I'll come back a changed woman.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Abroad's gonna change me. Abroad's
will never
change
be the same.
Never be the same. So, Sophie and I got some exciting times coming up. First, start with semi-formal.
Semi-formal to Madrid.
Semi-formal to Amsterdam. Yeah. To Tel Aviv to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Good yeah. So, where do you guys love to travel? Think about that on your way, if you're on your way to school, on your way to work.
On like
just
a dream
listening.
Destination.
Yeah, where would you love to go and work for that? You know what I mean? Like, you can do it. You can go there if you really want to. If you really want it. All right, so we're gonna let you listen to some tunes now. Talk to you in a bit.
Let it go, let it roll right off your shoulder, don't you know? The hardest part is over, let it in. Let your clarity define you in the end. We will only just remember how it feels. Our lives are made. Thank you.
turns of fate.
Little freak Jezebel, you sit high atop the kitchen counter. Stay green a little while. You bring blue lights to dreams, starry haze, crystal ball. Somehow you've become some paranoia, a wet dream just dangling. But your gift is wasted on me. I was thinking about who you. Delicate point of view, I was thinking about you. I'm not worried about where you are, who you'll go home to. I'm just thinking about you. For Halloween, I spilled beer on your friend. I'm not sorry. A golf swing and a trampoline. Maybe we'll do this again. Tracksuit and a ponytail. You hired the body, all that yoga gave you. Red wine and a ginger ale. But you would make fun of me for sure. I was thinking about who you. Jumped in feet first and I landed too hard. A broken ankle, karma rules. You never saw my birth mark.
Loving is
easy when everything's perfect. Please don't change a single little thing for me. Listen, girl, when you can't even hide it, and it didn't take forever to find it. I was all on my own, almost glad to be alone until love came in on time, on time. So loving is easy, you have me fucked up. It used to be so hard to see. Yeah, loving is easy when everything's perfect. Please don't change a single little thing for me. Hide it, and it didn't take forever to find it. I was all on my own, almost glad to be alone until love came in on time. Oh, on time. Loving is easy, you had me fucked up. It used to be so hard to see. Yeah, loving is easy when everything's perfect. Don't change a single little thing for me.
I can see you. home. Cause right now I see all these people that love me, but I still feel alone. Can't help but check my phone. I could've made you mine, but no, it wasn't meant to be. And see, I wasn't made for you, and you weren't made for me. Though it seems so easy. And that's because I wanna be your favorite boy. I wanna be the one that makes your day, the one you think about as you lie awake. I can't wait to be your number one. I'll be your biggest fan and you'll be mine. But I still wanna break your heart and make you cry. But won't you wait? No, it's too late. I'm on my own shit now. Let me tell you how it feels to be fucking great. I feel great. Whoa, 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 whoa. You need to be yourself. Love someone for loving you instead of someone really cool. Your heart melt. Who knows what you truly felt? You're still my favorite girl. You better trust me when I tell you there ain't no one else more beautiful in this damn world. In this damn world. You're gonna wanna be my best friend, baby. You're gonna wanna be my best friend.
So, we did some alternating Harry Styles and Rex, because that's just how we felt this morning.
That's exactly how I felt.
But Sophie has an announcement. Sophie, what's your announcement?
Our announcement today is, why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest with WFMO and Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Good job!
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you for telling us about covering your computer camera.
It's important.
Mm-hmm. It is important.
Who knows
and
what
they're watching.
And
not enough people know about it.
Exactly. I'm glad the WMFO this morning could tell you a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. So, Sophie, how was your experience?
I would say 10 out of 10 experience. This has been the quickest hour of my life. It has been so much fun.
Right? Isn't it the quickest hour of your life?
Just good music, good vibes, tan lines. And that's all I gotta say.
Tan lines.
How was your experience, Zoe? Was it different not having
Jane
here?
It was great. I had a lot of fun. You know, I miss Jane,
of course.
I loved having you. And you should come back as a guest when Jane and I are both here.
Thank you. I'd be more than delighted.
Yeah. It happens every week, so.
Every Thursday.
We're here every Thursday, 9 a.m., 9 to 10. And it's really fun. And for all the listeners, if you really like listening, like, why don't just try it on your own? It's so much fun.
It's much easier than you think. I was stressing out on our walk over
here.
She
was stressing out, and I was like,
"What do we talk
about?
We're
just gonna talk, Sophie.
Convo flows. It's all good.
It's just like we're talking to each other normally. Like we're going out to lunch, but a ton of people, not a ton. Some people are listening.
Hey, we have
a ton
followers.
We have followers. We definitely have some followers.
Yeah, they're listening.
Yeah. So we only got about 5-6 minutes left. We just want to wish everyone a really good weekend.
Yeah. Have fun. Take some time for yourself.
It's the first weekend of March. That's so exciting. Spring is coming. We got spring break. Tufts has spring break coming up in like 2 weeks. Crazy. In two weeks and 2 days, I will be on a flight.
Yeah. Same. And when we get back, there's only 6 weeks left of school.
That's crazy.
How crazy is that? That's
and then
so
it's
exciting.
Summer.
Then it's summer. Zoe's favorite weather.
And then we're not coming back to Tufts
until
like,
December. January.
January.
Like mid-January, too. Aww.
That's crazy. I feel like I just was a freshman.
I know. Like, think about how fast this year has gone. Freshman year, for some reason, felt like pretty long. Like,
so
it was a
long.
Big adjustment. This year has literally
I don't even
gone
remember
by.
First semester.
No. We were trying to figure out what we do on the weekends last
we
semester.
We can't figure it out. If somebody knows what we did during the weekend last semester,
please let us
know because we can't figure out what we used to do during the day.
Like did we just
no
like,
idea.
Sit and
I wasn't
do
doing my homework.
I wasn't doing homework.
Because I didn't have that much homework last semester.
Me neither.
Like what was that? What were we doing? Were we just sleeping? Like
I guess.
There has to be something.
Recovering from the week? Who knows?
I don't know, but I don't really remember last semester.
Yeah.
That's the moral of the story. And this semester is going by so fast.
So
it's
fast.
It's already March.
Like, it's basically spring. That's crazy.
Some people would say spring starts in March. I think most people would, actually.
Yeah. I feel like that makes sense.
Yeah. I do love spring. My birthday's in spring.
Yeah. Your birthday's coming up.
Mm-hmm. My birthday's 2 months from yesterday.
Exciting.
Yeah. May 1st.
May 1st.
I love this song. I love Vampire Weekend. They're from the city. I mean, New York City, sorry.
City girl.
The city. Sophie's from New York City, too, listeners.
So the city is very clearly New York City, but I wonder if some Bostonians would think that.
Do Bostonians call Boston the city?
I wonder. I mean, it is the city.
The city. I feel like if you live in like a suburb of Boston, you're like, the city. We're going to the city.
Yeah.
But I feel like as a New Yorker,
but the
I'm
city
kind
is
of annoying
clearly
I, whenever I say where I'm from.
Yeah.
I'm from the city.
And they're like, wait, which city? Like, obviously.
The city.
The city.
There's only one BC.
Exactly.
But that's probably annoying. So I should probably fix that. I'm having some itchiness this morning.
Just itching and itching. Hives are forming.
Hives are forming.
That's
just
okay.
A normal day for me.
Normal Thursday day.
Normal
day of
Thursday.
Zoe Fisher.
All right. I think we're going to sign off, let you listen to the last of this, and then get on with our days. Mm-hmm. We got a great show coming up, so stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
You've been cheating on me. I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. And all this suffering.
cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. Cheating through this life, and all is suffering. Oh, Christ.